You know, everyone here at Cromwell Media is mad at us.
Why?
Because since we started working here, we took their parking spots. They weren't labeled, but...
Well, you know, if they wanted to get a good parking spot, they should show up early like we do at like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. So suck it.
Yeah. Hey, here's a podcast. This is the theme for the engine podcast, friends of the end. And now we start talking. We're playing a fun little game where you call us to tell us something stupid or embarrassing you did, and we have to guess. Did you do it when you were a drunk adult or a little kid? Because sometimes you can't tell.
A lot of times you can't tell.
It's always kind of fun to guess.
All right. Our first one comes to us from, looks like, Cecily.
I dropped hot cocoa on my grandmother's buttocks.
Oh, my gosh. And it was hot.
It was hot cocoa on a buttocks.
Wow.
That could go either way, really.
Sounds like a Sir Mix-a-Lot follow-up.
That's right. I like cocoa buttockses, and I cannot lie.
Hot cocoa on the buttocks.
I'm going to guess little kid.
Me too.
It does seem like a clumsy thing.
Yeah. I think if it was an adult, a drunk adult, it would probably have been an alcoholic beverage of some sort.
Or I'm thinking like logistically, the size, like when she's a kid, she's probably at the same height. So maybe she ran into.
She's at buttock level?
Her grandma, yes.
You're holding your cup of cocoa at butt level.
Yes. All right. Whereas if you're an adult, if she spilt it, it would be like in her lap or something.
So we all agree as a kid?
If we all talk like Scott Stapp. We're in agreement here?
We're in agreement, yes.
Okay. All right.
Made up words.
Cecily, which was it? Drunk or what?
I was a little kid. My grandmother had thrown out her back. She was laying on her stomach, and she asked me if I could get her some hot cocoa. I ended up grabbing it for her and then tripping on a rug. I spilled the cocoa all over her butt. And she started screaming and shouting, my ass.
all right. Pot that down before it gets saltier.
She learned some new words.
Wait, that story was better than
It was.
The prep. Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, that was very good.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that story just stands by itself.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Oh, wow. That's pretty good. Should we do another one?
Yeah, let's do one more.
Okay.
One more.
All right. Let's see. Who brings this? I just see the letter V.
V.
So we'll just call her Veronica.
Okay, that's good.
All right, here you go.
I got slapped in the mouth for calling someone half pint.
Half pint?
Half pint?
I haven't even... That sounds like something like my parents or grandparents would have said.
Yeah.
Half pint.
So she got slapped in the face for calling somebody half pint.
Yeah. Boy, I'm...
Could have been in a bar. Could have been in a schoolyard.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It's a schoolyard if you're really old, maybe. Or if you call somebody that who's like, you know, jacked up in a bar.
Yeah.
I think she was an adult because kids don't slap. Kids punch.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know.
But it depends if it was a grown-up or a kid that slapped.
Yeah.
Maybe it was a teacher.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, I'm going to commit to the kid.
Okay.
I'm going to guess drunk adult.
Me too.
Okay.
Gina, what do you say drunk? What do you say?
I was a drunk adult.
Ah,
the waitress was being really snarky to me and my boyfriend. She snapped at him when he asked for another drink. I told her that she needed to show respect. And then I called her half pint. She slapped the hell out of me. Within 30 seconds, we were the ones being asked to leave by management. It was such a crazy moment.
Wow.
All right.
Dang.
Okay. If you have something you'd like to share with the rest of the class, we'll be doing another round of this a little bit later on this morning.
I did not see either of those stories
that's
coming.
Pretty funny.
Those were great.
Oh, man. Those are great. Yeah, we'll be playing throughout the morning. So if you can, leave us a voice message on the 93.3 Totally Hits app, or you can call or text us at 615-553-0933.
Now, Gina, newest member of the show, you've been playing around on the internet this morning.
Yep.
And becoming disgusted.
A little bit.
You made a declarative statement off the air that I think you need to begin the segment with, because I think it says it all.
All right.
Oh, people are just so dumb.
All right.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry if this is like your wake-up call on, and I'm like already.
We need the preach organ.
Preach, girl.
Preach, girl. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so I got married a couple months ago. We're trying to sell all of our wedding stuff, so I've posted it on Facebook Marketplace. Right. That's where we got most of our stuff. And so I've listed it a couple times, and all of the info is in the description. There's pictures, there's prices.
Mm-hmm. So what you're saying is, if they just read...
If they just freaking read...
So they're asking you questions that are... plainly right
literally
there.
Literally right
okay.
there.
The answers are right there.
Every single inquiry I've gotten is like, is this still available? Ma'am, what? What? There's 50 things listed. What are you interested in? And then they'll be like, how much? Ma'am, it's literally, the price is literally listed right next to it. What's still available? All of it. It's all there. It's all still available.
Tell me what you want. Tell me the price. Ugh. Give me the money. Let's get this over
with.
Oh
my gosh, it is the most frustrating. It's literally every interaction that I've had. I'm so over it.
It's the equivalent of emails at work.
Yeah.
Somebody responds to your email with, hey, can you tell me more about this? Well, hey, can you just read the email?
Read the email?
Per my last email.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, it's so... I can't deal with people just like not being thorough. I guess is what it is. Like,
and the dangerous thing about, you know, Facebook Marketplace is now these really stupid people have your address.
Yeah, well, and that's why I'm like, I'll meet you somewhere.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, I'll meet you in front of a police station.
Or Landon, usually, like my husband will handle, like if they come, he'll go out and stuff.
And he's jacked, so don't try anything.
Yeah, he's huge.
He works out. So
he's huge. Don't mess with us. We have the right to bear arms.
I hope you're proud of yourself, users of Facebook Marketplace.
Yes.
You got Gina riled up.
Yeah.
She is like the happiest person. You did it.
Yeah.
It's like you made Bob Ross mad.
Yeah. Exactly.
We got three things you want to know this morning.
Yesterday, the president froze all funding that the government sends out in the forms of grants, financial aid, student loans, you name it. But that was halted later in the day by a U.S. district judge that said the president does not have the authority to do that. If it's already on the books and it's supposed to go out, it has to go out. But he can freeze new funding.
Right.
Okay.
So maybe it's a bargaining chip for the next budget.
Yeah. Right. And right now the president is looking for ways to fire that judge.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Right?
You disagree with me. You're out. CVS, Walgreens, places like that. You go in there and you see everything is in those locked cases, you know, like even something as simple as deodorant or something like that. You got to find somebody to go unlock it and everything. CVS is testing out a plan where you can open it yourself. All you have to do is have the CVS app. You also have to be in the store with your Bluetooth on and using the CVS in-store Wi-Fi. And I guess you can open it yourself.
You got to go through all that just to buy some deodorant so
you don't
smell?
It's probably easier just to go find the 17-year-old manager to come over and open it.
Which you can't ever find. There's never ever employees. And
that's true.
The point of me going into like a CVS or a Walgreens or something like that is for it to be quick.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
It just defeats the purpose.
Yeah.
Right. It's like, fill out these forms, somebody will come see you, and then unlock your app.
Plus, you have the app so they can track what you're buying and send you, you know, targeted ads.
Absolutely. Oh, that's absolutely the real reason.
Yeah. So you really like this deodorant? How about that?
Yeah.
You're going to see ads for it for the rest of your life.
Exactly. Gina.
So Dolly Parton, Tennessee's love, she is having a production for her life story. Really, Dolly, an original musical.
Nice.
So it's premiering this summer at the Belmont Theater, the Fisher Center.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Love that place.
And so people will get to buy tickets. It's like $40. It's a 4-week limited engagement with the show this summer, and then it'll go to Broadway 2026.
Cool.
Do we know if she's starring in it or if somebody's playing her?
I don't know.
Who will play the
I wanna
part?
I want to look that up.
Yeah, it doesn't say, but it'll feature some of her biggest hits and the new songs written for the musical.
Hmm.
I don't know. They'll probably just have her voiceovers like they do at Dollywood.
Yeah, that's true.
And Timothée Chalamet will play Dolly Parton.
And he'll nail it.
He does everything.
So good.
It's the Woody and Jim Show on 93.3 FM from our Eurostone studios. all my car is being worked on. The dealership was nice enough to give me a loaner car.
They got a rental, right?
Yeah, it's a rental. It's a Mitsubishi Outlander SUV. Really nice.
Yeah, it looks real nice. Brand new.
Since I've had it, I'm having the most difficult time trying to get the car in reverse.
What he told us about
it has
yesterday.
Like a high-tech, you know, like gear shift.
And it's so high-tech that Woody can get it into every gear except
reverse. And so as we were leaving the station yesterday, I said, Jim, come out to the car with me.
As my witness.
And I will show you how difficult it is to get into a reverse.
All right. This is the car Woody couldn't get to go in reverse. It's in park. That's how you change it.
See, it went reverse drive. Now it's in drive.
And so just...
See, it was in reverse for a second.
What if you push forward? Try once more.
It's in reverse.
Ah!
Okay.
So...
You can't get out. You have to come home with
me. Back. Let me push it.
Yes. I'm the only one who knows how to get his car in reverse.
Yeah, Jim had to sleep in my garage last night. But yeah, that makes a lot of sense. To get it to go in reverse, you push it forward.
Yeah,
of course.
It's so intuitive.
That's a great idea.
That's so strange. I would probably cry.
It was a little frustrating.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were at a point where I did suggest that we were on a hill.
Just roll it backwards.
Yes.
And actually this morning, just to make sure I could get out of here in a decent amount of time, I actually got the reverse to work, and I backed into the parking space. So I could take off like the Batmobile.
Yeah. I mean, he's out of here. If you're in an emergency, you need Woody. He can be out of here fast.
Oh, that's so funny.
But, you know, one of our favorites, Nate Borghese, has a thing. He can kind of relate to the kind of situation I was having, where simple, mundane things are difficult to do.
I go up to my room. I'm watching TV. And when I'm going to go to bed, I turn the TV off. I go brush my teeth, turn the bathroom light off. And then I'm looking for the switch for the main light in the room. Mm-hmm. And I can't find it. And I'm looking everywhere. And I'll be honest with you, I think I'm unbelievable at turning lights off. I take it for granted. I mean, I swear to you, I think I could go to all your homes tonight and get all your lights off without any of your help.
Not a hotel.
So 15 minutes go by, I start crying a little bit.
I've had that.
I can still relate
to
that.
How do you turn the lights off in this hotel room?
Yeah, and there's no lights.
Yeah. Like, if it's some kind of weird dimmer switch that you don't know where it is and stuff like that,
Yeah.
What do we the light switch by the door turns on the ones by the bed.
Right. It's
like, make sense.
And that switch just turns on the electric socket by the bathroom.
Yeah.
Or you're really tired and you figure, I'll just reach over and turn off the lamp right next to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you realize there's no switch or plug. Or anything, and I've started rubbing it and hoping for wishes. My wish is to turn this light off.
Here we go, Woody and Jim in the morning, 93.3 FM, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville. Ready to play Gender Wars, brought to you by Going Postal in Brentwood.
Got stuff you need to print? Need a poster you need made? Going Postal is the way to go in Brentwood.
All right, we always love playing Gender Wars with people who know each other because it makes it that much more fun.
Yes.
For the ladies in the audience, we have Jess in Brentwood. Hey there, Jess.
Hey.
And you are playing against your Uncle Corey.
No, Corey, dead.
Trash talk has begun already. I like it.
Wow. That went 0 to 60 real fast.
It did.
Okay. Let's do a Get Acquainted question. Let's start with Corey. Tell us something most people don't know about you.
Well, there are quite a few things, but I am a pot stirrer, and J-Lo just is not happy with me this morning.
Okay.
All right.
He likes to stir the pot.
All right.
What about Jess? Tell us something most people don't know about you.
Well, Corey and I are normally on the same team. We're euchre partners.
Okay.
For us not to be on the same team is a little unsettling.
Oh, I see.
All right.
Okay. You're normally working together. Now you're at each other's throats. Okay.
Wow. This is just like a DC or Marvel movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, they were on the same team. Now they're fighting each other, floating in the air. Okay. You each have a screw you can use. Let's go.
All right. Here we go, Jess. Multiple choice. Coors, Miller, or Budweiser. Which beer calls itself the king of beers?
Budweiser.
That's correct.
Good start.
All right. Corey's turn.
Corey's saying that was easy.
All right, Corey, you're serving your girlfriend some espresso martinis. Will you need vodka, gin, or whiskey?
Vodka.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct. Not fair. That's Corey's favorite drink.
Oh.
We didn't know
had no
that,
idea
though.
Going in. No
hey,
idea.
Beer could have been yours.
Yeah.
I know.
That's true.
We don't
that's
stalk
true.
People before the game.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe we should. All right, Jess, if an NFL referee is the crew leader, what color hat does he wear?
White.
White is
good
right.
Good job.
Wow.
Good job.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know that either.
That's right.
Okay. This
those hats great. Are whiter than a Trump rally. Sorry.
All right. Corey, Reese Witherspoon had a little dog named Bruiser in what movie series?
Legal Blonde.
Yes.
Legally Blonde.
Legally Blonde was
yes.
close yeah. enough. Yeah, yeah, I'll take that. Okay.
Yeah, within the margin of error.
All right, yeah. All right, we're tied up 2 apiece. Last set of questions. All right, Jess, in Star Wars, Anakin Skywalker changes his name to what?
Luke.
Luke? No.
It is not correct.
Anakin Skywalker becomes Darth Vader.
When he turns to evil.
All right, that means
Corey's got a chance.
You got a chance to win it.
All right, Corey, after getting a perm, how long do experts say you should wait to wash your hair?
Yeah,
24 to 48.
All right.
How about Uncle Corey is the winner?
Sews up the victory.
And you guys can fight it out amongst yourselves.
We got to have a rematch
that's
soon.
That's the next family reunion.
I know. Jess is saying this must not stand.
Yes.
Terms. Oh, my word.
In the meantime, yes. Corey's getting a certificate of bragification that he'll be having printed at Goin' Postal into a giant sign he brings to the family reunion.
Nice. Congratulations. We play Gender Wars again. Every morning at 7:20 and 8:20 with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits, Totally Nashville 93.3 FM. As we continue our celebration of how stupid I am.
So, yesterday, Woody told us about his problem finding reverse on the rental car he was using because it was too sophisticated.
Yeah, and it was hard to get into reverse. You had to push it, and it ended up actually pushing it forward to get it to go into reverse.
I can attest
that it was... You were a witness.
Woody struggled quite a bit with it. And then there was another revelation we had about Woody's knowledge of how car gears work. Play this.
See, it went reverse drive. See, normal. Normal. There's nothing normal about this.
It's neutral.
It says normal. Oh neutral. No, you're right. It says
it stands for neutral.
There's a big N on the column there.
Oh, that is so funny. And,
but normal.
Underneath the N, it says normal. So I thought maybe the N must stand for normal, but obviously it stands for, like, not in four-wheel drive or something.
Jim, right. You handled that so kindly.
Yeah.
Like... Anybody else would have been like, that's roasting. Neutral. What are you like?
Yeah, there would have been a slap up to the side of the head.
Yeah, you were so kind.
Jim's used to treating me as a little child. A fun little game we like to play from time to time is where you tell us something stupid or embarrassing you did, and we have to play a little guessing game where we guess, were you a drunk adult or a little kid when you did it?
This is my favorite game.
It is.
It's fun.
Cheetah loves this. Well, because
so
we get good stories
out
of it.
And they, most of the time, like 9 times out of 10, it goes a completely different direction than you think it's going to go.
Exactly. So you can always let us know. It doesn't matter when you think of it. Could be 2 in the morning. Just leave a voice message on the 93.3 Totally Hits app and let us know, you know, tell us what you did first. And then wait a few seconds and then tell us exactly if you were a little kid or a drunk adult. All right, here we go. This is Bridget. All right, yes, thank you. Got to plug her in here so you can hear. Bridget, what'd you do?
I got kicked out of a museum for knocking over an astronaut display.
Oh, no.
Okay. I can relate to this one.
That could be drunk adult, or it could be a kid on a field trip.
Yeah, or like, I mean, it didn't happen, but I could, this would happen to me either way, being drunk or a kid, so.
or being a drunk kid.
Yeah.
Was this France? Were they giving them wine at age three? Wow.
That's tough.
Knocked over an astronaut display. I'm going to say a drunk adult. I think a little maybe this was down in Florida. Maybe a couple of drinks with umbrellas in it.
Yeah.
Cape Canaveral.
Yeah. What are you locking in on?
I'm feeling kid.
Kid. Yeah. Well, I don't know. If it was a kid, I don't think they'd throw you out. So I'm thinking
really?
Probably.
Yeah, that's
adult.
A good point.
Yeah, I mean, if you were on like a field trip going to a museum with a bunch of kids, they'd probably scold you, but I don't think they would kick you out.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So all right. I'm going to go with drunk adult.
Let's find out from Bridget, was it a kid or a drunk adult?
I was a drunk adult. I had a few bottles of wine and went to a museum with my boyfriend.
A few bottles?
I climbed the security rope and tried taking a selfie with a huge astronaut display. I lost my balance and fell into the display. The entire thing was destroyed. I started to drunk cry and we were quickly asked to leave the museum.
Well,
that explains it all. Yeah. Wow.
A couple bottles of wine.
A couple bottles, yeah.
Yeah, that's...
That's committing to it.
She might have actually thought there was a person inside the suit.
Yeah.
Maybe the museums need to have a sign outside that say, like, sober people only. Because I could see that being a legit problem.
I'm going to take a selfie with Neil Armstrong. Yeah. This is going to be so cool.
He's so cute.
He's on the moon.
Yeah.
We have a text on our request and text line, 615-553-0933. I know the answer, so I can't jump in on this one because I've read it.
Okay, this is like somebody who was too embarrassed to record something.
yeah, and we also don't have the voice to give us any kind of indication either.
Okay.
It's a text from Neil, and Neil says, I had to go to the ER because I cut myself on the rusty edges of the robot statue in front of the factory in Franklin.
Okay.
Trying to climb it, I guess, or something. The rusty artwork robot.
That could be a drunk adult or a little kid.
The ER.
I think I know which one it is.
What do you think?
I think it's an adult only because I'm thinking logically here. And was the factory around, you know, depending on how old he was?
Right.
Like, how long has that been there?
It hasn't been there. It's been there for a while, but not too many years.
But that's a good thing to consider.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm playing this too serious, clearly, but...
Oh, no, you have to.
Yeah.
This is the most serious thing we do.
Yeah.
Give it your everything. Woody.
I'm going to guess little kid.
All right.
Okay.
Turns out Neil was a little kid.
Yay! Really?
Yep. He says...
Climb the robot.
His Aunt Jean said, don't climb the robot. Don't climb the robot. Okay, so I climbed the robot.
Oh, man.
Then had a jagged cut on a rusty piece. Turns out it didn't need shots.
Wow. Well, that's good.
Remember, if you lived in Nashville forever, you know what used to be Hundred Oaks Mall. They used to have a robot. His name was Tex, the robot, spelled T-E-C-H-S.
And he looked like a Terminator robot with a sheriff's hat on.
And a cowboy hat.
No way. Yeah. He's like security.
Yeah, and there'd be people who would talk through it, and they would talk to the shoppers as they came through.
Really cool. It's like the mascot.
Nashville. Yeah. It was the reason I would go there.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's so cool.
I wouldn't buy anything.
Yeah. No, just talk to the robot. Text. 95.1 in Murfreesboro, totally hits. Totally Nashville. Woody and Jim in the morning on 93.3 FM. It is Wet Nose Wednesday, brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors. We have Taylor here from the Nashville Humane Association, and your new best friend is Polly.
Yeah, hi, Polly.
She's investigating the entire studio.
Yes, she's currently taking treats out of my hand. She's such a sweet girl. She's 2 years old. She's spayed, microchipped, up to date on all of her vaccines. She knows sit and down. I learned that today. She's very smart.
Very good.
She did great in the car. She hopped right into the crate and just immediately went to sleep. So she's an adventure buddy.
All right. She is a black beauty. She's absolutely gorgeous, and her fur is so soft. And at two, this is about as big as she's going to get.
Right.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we've got, you know, maybe about 45 pounds.
Yeah,
like
she could definitely. She had some puppies at some point before she came to us. So she can put on some LBs, you know.
Get a little.
She's as tall as she's going to get, but she definitely likes her treats.
And she's really smart. So Polly is gorgeous, and there's no reason Polly should be at National Humane, Polly should be at your house.
That's right.
Yes, she would love that. She is such a sweet little girl. She's got the best little face. Like, she's just got the perfect puppy dog eyes. She really knows, you know. She
yep.
She yeah. knows how to get you. Yep. Pull at your heartstrings.
Black dogs have the best side eye.
Oh, yes, they do.
Mm-hmm. So if you're interested to see Polly, you can go to the Woody and Jim Show TikTok. You can also go on Facebook to 93.3 Totally Hits and the Woody and Jim page and see Polly for yourself.
Polly needs a forever home. Adopt, don't shop at Nashville Humane. It's Wet Nose Wednesday on Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM, brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors. Hey, feeling good, like I should.
Been in Durbu, walk around the neighborhood. Well, here's a story nobody in Nashville can relate to. There's a guitar in the music store that you want so much, but you can't afford it, but you go there to play it.
Yeah.
Every day. Well, this happened in a music store, I guess outside of Montrose. There was this J.B. Hart Music Company, and it was a music store where they had everything out on display. And this young man who has Williams Syndrome, which is an intellectual disability, he would come in, and he would play this Pantera guitar, okay, which is a actually also known as a Dean Dimebag Daryl ML guitar.
Oh, yeah. Whoa. Yeah.
Okay. People in this town are the only people that are going to know what those
Pantera,
are.
Pantera, the rock group, yeah.
Yeah. But they know this guitar. And apparently, after seeing this boy come in to want to play it every day, somebody noticed and paid the store for that guitar. And the next time he came in, they were able to gift him this boy named Fallon, the guitar,
so cool.
He'd come in to play and
wanted
say,
okay,
so badly.
Well, it's yours now.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. That's awesome.
He started by playing and practicing in the store for a while and was able to take it home.
Oh, there I love that.
There's a frown turned upside down, a Woody and Jim mood boost, a 93.3 FM Totally Hits, Totally Nashville. About a half an hour ago, we had Taylor in here from the Nashville Humane Association with Wet Nose Wednesday with Polly, a little puppy that needs a forever home. But she was on Channel 5 last night. They were doing a story about a pet missing pet scam that's going on right now.
What are people trying to pull?
I guess a lady named Mary lost her cat and posted it online with her phone number. Okay. Somebody called Mary and said they were calling from the Humane Association and that the cat had been hit by a car and there was going to be a very expensive operation to fix it and we needed money. Then, you know, Taylor says, no, if that happens, just hang up and call the Humane Association, because they never do that. They never ask for money.
Yeah, that would
right.
be, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, exactly. don't get scammed. But, you know, we get so sensitive about losing our pets.
Right.
They you hit know. You in your most vulnerable moment.
Especially you put your phone number right there on Facebook. You know, they're going to call. So,
yep.
Exactly.
So be careful.
So just a little bit after they upgraded the warning on the Costco Kirkland Signature smoked salmon recall, they have now raised up the threat level. It's a class one, as high as it can go.
Oh.
For Walmart's Marketside broccoli florets.
Oh, no.
Okay? Really? Broccoli?
Yes. Broccoli. Another thing it's supposed to be good for you.
Threat level broccoli.
Because, I mean, listen to this. Quote, a situation in which there is a reasonable probability that the use of or exposure to a violative product will cause serious adverse health consequences or death.
Oh, gosh.
Really? That's some serious broccoli.
Yeah.
And it's just for that brand, right? Not
yeah, so it's
broccoli?
It's Walmart's broccoli florets, market side.
Whoa.
If you're not sure if yours is affected by the recall, just show it to a store manager.
Wow.
But just be careful.
Yeah.
And
most Americans, you don't have to tell, avoid broccoli.
Yeah.
All I have to say is, I've never heard of a recall of Kentucky bourbon.
That's
okay.
True.
Yeah. Just laying that out there.
Well,
that's
you can
true.
Sterilize your broccoli by floating it in bourbon.
That's Woody, and he's not a doctor. But he did stay at a Holiday Inn Express.
Exactly.
Gina, what you got?
So chefs have finally revealed which store-bought spaghetti sauce is the best.
Oh, okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Do you guys have any guesses what you think it is?
Rouse.
That was quick.
It's expensive, but it's really good.
Yeah. Give me a guess, Newman's Own.
Okay.
That's not it. Okay. It is Rouse.
Yes. Oh, okay.
You were right.
All right.
Yeah, they said like it's clean ingredients. The tomato is pure in there.
That's good.
So if you want to step up your spaghetti game, Ralph's is the way to go.
It's freaking fantastic, but it's right. about three times as much as what you pay
it's
for the
$7 at Target.
Yeah, I remember we tried it during when they were clearing the shelves during COVID.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And there was a thing where, like, everything was gone, mm-hmm. all this cheap stuff, and the only spaghetti sauce they had left was, like, Rouse for, like, $7.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, gotta get it. That's what we're eating, right?
Yeah.
And we were like, dang, this is good. Mm. So now on special occasions weekend.
Yeah, might as well.
Hey, honey, all it's right. our anniversary. Let's go wild.
Find us at 95.1 in Murfreesboro. It's Totally Hits, Totally Nashville with the Woody and Jim in the Morning on 93.3 FM.
Welcome to everybody who's just discovered that we've moved and are at 93.3 because of all the billboards around town.
Oh, yeah.
I have a friend who's dog-sitting somebody down in Cool Springs, and they said, oh, I looked on their back porch, and all you can see is Woody and Jim's face, the big billboards, all they can see from their back porch.
Aw.
That's great.
Those people are so
lucky.
Cursed.
Oh. All right.
Okay, we'll say both.
Yeah. Maybe that's why they're not there. Thinking somebody else watch the dog.
Close the blinds. We don't want to see it.
Tell us when Woody and Jim's face comes down.
Three things you want to know this morning. Supposed experts always have an opinion about the doomsday clock.
Oh, yeah.
Which, when it hits midnight, it'll be global calamity. Well, I guess we're at 89 seconds before midnight now.
That means there's a lot going on, and it's scary.
Yeah.
And there's no time frame like that's connected to that, right? Like, it could go to 90 in a month or a year.
Yeah, they can back it up or they can push it forward.
Got it.
It's kind of one of those weird metrics, like when your computer tells you it has like 39 minutes to download something and then it jumps to like 12 minutes.
That's a great example.
And then it goes back to 48 minutes.
Yeah.
Let's say we're being threatened now because so many countries are, you know, putting together weapons of mass destruction.
And there's a lot of upheaval.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
So if you think your apps are just sitting there minding their own business on your phone, think again. Some of them are gobbling up your personal data like it's an all-you-can-eat buffet. The worst offenders from Meta, Facebook, and Instagram, they share nearly 70% of your data with third parties. PayPal hoards tons of personal information for, quote, other purposes, whatever that means.
I don't want to hear about that.
And YouTube hands over a third of what it collects to advertisers. Mm. So if it creeps you out, check your privacy settings. If it really creeps you out, delete them.
Yeah.
Ignorance is bliss sometimes with that kind of stuff.
No kidding.
Well, now you can get beer for your dogs.
Yay!
You guys want to open a brewski with your pup? It's Busch Beer has a dog brew. It's basically just a bone broth. It has bone-in pork butt, whole corn cereal with some seasonings and stuff. But it's through Busch Beer. So you can crack one open for you and crack one open for your dog.
I bet you the like local breweries that have like, you know, pets are okay out on the patio.
Yeah, a lot of
like
local breweries will let you bring your dogs. Yeah.
Wait, that's actually such a good idea.
Yeah, because then you order one for yourself and one for your dog.
Yeah. Oh, that's cute.
They're going to make money.
Yeah.
Tomorrow we'll be playing Gender Wars a couple of times. If you'd like to be part of it, you can text us or call us, 615-553-0933. One man, one woman to play Gender Wars tomorrow. We'll also be talking about Oreos.
Yes. Yeah. Love Oreos.
Yeah. There are interesting things you need to know about Oreos.
Yes.
We promise you it'll be way more interesting than the unfrosted comedic documentary from
Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah. That was
Pop-tart,
awful.
Pop-Tart movie.
That was terrible. Yeah.
So what are you doing the rest of the day? Gina, what you doing?
I have some like cleaning up at home to do. And then I just found out my husband has no idea what his health insurance situation is. So
you have to go and figure it out for
him. I'm going to have to go figure it out for him.
Did he go to the doctor?
No, not yet. We're trying to set something up to go to the doctor.
Uh-huh. But you got to find out what you have.
Yeah, if he even has like insurance cards and so. Gotta figure that mess out.
I'll pray for your patience.
Thank you. Today's already been a day. Like, I'm really scared to leave the studio because it's been so fun.
We had a fun show today.
Yeah, yeah.
And now we have to go out and face the real world. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to.
Let's just stay right here.
Yes.
In the tiny earbuds. Somebody may be listening in. I know I'm going to, I have chores to do, of course, but I'm also going to make a Lego thing.
Oh.
Yeah. I got some Legos.
What you gonna make?
I have one thing of the Mandalorian's head.
Oh, sweet. Ooh.
And then another one. These were both given to me by separate children. another one is it's like Lego fake plant.
Ooh.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, you have to document your progress and let us know.
All right. Are you more interested in the fake plant or the Mandalorian?
It depends what kind of fake plant it is. I'm not a big plant person or like flower person.
But, you know, a Lego plant, you don't have to water.
Exactly. That is my type of plant.
It's the kind of plant that I can't kill very easily.
Yeah.
What about you?
The adulting I started yesterday, I have to continue today. I'm now waiting to get a call back from my, home insurance because we had a little leak that's kind of warping some of the hardwood floor, so we have to have some stuff on that.
I hate adulting.
Plus, you know, mortgage companies and lawyers.
So you don't want to leave either?
I don't want to leave either. I'm just going to hide under the desk here.
We're going to barricade ourselves in.
Yeah, the world can't get us here.
Yes. I'm going to hide under the desk for the, doomsday clock.
Just need to cry or something. Come on in, join us.
Yeah.
The fort is open.
Normally I wait until I get home and get in the shower to cry, but maybe I'll do it before then. Save time.